European envoys are in Macedonia today to prod the warring parties to make progress toward a peace agreement. Talks between the Macedonian government and ethnic Albanian rebel leaders are stalemated on the issue of how far to extend the rights of the Albanian minority in Macedonia. If there is a peace agreement, the Macedonian government wants NATO to help disarm the rebel forces. The alliance has agreed to consider the mission. The Bush administration is endorsing the plan, but has not agreed to contribute U.S. troops. NPR's Tom Jaltam reports.
President Bush is not a big fan of peacekeeping missions, and administration officials have made clear over and over how eager they are to pull U.S. troops out of Bosnia and Kosovo. Now they're faced with the prospect of yet another operation in the Balkans. The president of Macedonia wants NATO troops deployed in his country to help end the fighting there between government forces and ethnic Albanian rebels. Their mission would be to establish disarmament locations where rebel fighters would voluntarily turn in their weapons. Secretary of State Colin Powell told a Senate committee yesterday that the United States supports the plan, though he did not say whether U.S. troops would take part in it.
I think we're involved militarily, we are involved politically, we're involved diplomatically. We are, I think, doing everything that has been asked of us so far, but we have not yet made any commitment to troops for the purpose of this potential disarmament mission because we really don't see a need to make such a contribution yet.
As reluctant as administration officials are to endorse a new peacekeeping mission, they also recognize that the situation in Macedonia is in danger of spreading out of control. Democratic Senator Joe Biden of Delaware, the new chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has long advocated an active U.S. role in the Balkans, and at a committee hearing yesterday, he advised Colin Powell that the United States and its allies made a mistake by not getting involved early enough in Croatia, Bosnia, and then Kosovo.
And in my view, we can't afford once again to watch and wait to see how a low-level Balkan crisis erupts into an all-out warfare while the U.S. and Europe waits to put out the fire. Unlimited NATO involvement now to pacify this extremely delicate and volatile situation may avoid the need for more extensive and difficult intervention later.
At NATO headquarters in Brussels yesterday, the alliance officially approved a plan to prepare 3,000 troops for the Macedonia mission. Only about a third would be involved in the disarmament work itself. Many of the others would be there to provide security. NATO Secretary General George Robertson was in Washington yesterday, partly to line up U.S. support for the operation. After a meeting at the Pentagon with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, Robertson emphasized that NATO troops would not move into Macedonia until there is a peace agreement there. Rumsfeld, who has questioned peacekeeping missions in the past, was quick to underscore that point.
To the extent that the NATO process ends up deciding that forces from some NATO nations go into Macedonia, it would be in a permissive environment simply for the purpose of receiving weapons after an agreement had been made.
Rumsfeld made clear the United States has not offered troops for the Macedonia mission. NATO's George Robertson said military planners are not yet at the point of asking for contributions. NATO sources say Britain, France, Spain, Greece, and other European nations do seem willing to provide troops. The big question is whether the mission will be effective without U.S. participation. Albanian rebels say they trust American forces above others, and for a disarmament operation to be successful, the fighters need to have confidence in the troops who are disarming them. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.